Well, hello there. Zach here. Vacation. There's no sweeter word in the English language. It's our lucky day because it's summer vacation for the Morrisons and they're just getting started. So let's join them beyond Gilead.
Welcome to your new home for the next week.
This is nice. Yeah. Very cozy.
Yeah.
That's how people describe not having enough room to turn around.
Yeah. I like having a cabin. It's like camping without the leaky tent.
Yeah, and a separate room. Speaking of which, I'm going to go look at the bedrooms. No, wait for me, Haley.
Now remember, it's family camp. It's all about spending time together as a family. Remember, you guys?
It's too bad Justin couldn't come.
Well, it's hard for him to get time off from his summer job, but he'll join us this weekend.
He'll probably want to test the lake for parasites when he gets here.
Oh, Brooke, honey, can you hand me the cooler? We need to get these things refrigerated.
Oh, sure, Mom.
Thanks. Hope and I call the bunk beds in the second bedroom.
Yeah
we'll let Mom and Dad have the master.
Oh, you are so kind to me.
In the psychology class I took this last semester, we studied how having a family member added can sometimes cause anxiety on the siblings.
Oh.
Haley, are you feeling anxious about not being the youngest daughter anymore?
I don't think so. Should I be?
Oh, is that eyeliner you're wearing?
Maybe. Did you take my eyeliner?
Wait, why do you have eyeliner?
Now you're causing me anxiety.
I need to use the bathroom.
Oh. Honey.
Check this out.
Well, what is it, Tim?
The schedule of events for this week. They're having a fishing competition tomorrow. Mr. Key taught me a ton about fishing.
Well, you should enter the contest.
Sure.
I am. In fact, I'm going to go practice right now.
Well, the poles are still in the trunk.
Be back by dinner time.
Okay, see you in a little while.
All right, we'll check in a little bit.
See ya.
What do you think you're going to do this week, Mike?
I'm not sure, but it looks like they have some pretty cool activities here.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to spending time with you.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Good, good. I'll tell you what, how about you start by helping me barbecue some steaks for dinner tonight?
Sure.
Don't tell Haley I'm here.
Yeah, I'm sure she'll never notice a big lump behind the drapes.
Uh-oh.
What?
Oh, it looks like we forgot the charcoal.
Oh, no problem. We can buy some at the camp store.
I'll run and get some now.
Cool, right. I'll come with you.
All right, let's go.
Thanks.
He's growing up so fast.
I know. He wears almost the same size shoes that you do.
Don't remind me.
Yeah, you and Mom are now entering the empty nest stage of life where you begin to question your impact and influence on your nearly adult children.
Well, oh. I'm beginning to question letting you take that psychology class.
Very funny.
Where are those steaks, did you say?
They're right here. They've been marinating since last night. They should be nice and tender by now.
Yeah.
Hey, have you guys seen Hope?
She just left.
Perfect. A great time to short sheet her bed.
Uh-oh.
Haley?
In my psychology class, we'd call that passive-aggressive behavior, Haley.
Hi. What can I do for you?
I'm looking for some charcoal.
Back wall and to the left.
Thanks. Oh, sorry. I was charcoal and...
That's okay. Did you just get here today?
We did. My family and me, or I, or something. Are we late?
No, I just hadn't seen you around yet. I'm Julia, by the way.
Oh, I'm,
You're Mike. This is Mike, and I'm Hope.
Yeah.
Well, it's nice to meet you, Mike and Hope. Are you going to the bonfire sing-along tonight?
Oh, yeah, we don't know.
Yeah, we're gonna be there.
What?
Yep.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll see you tonight, then. Thanks, Mr. Burns, for the ice.
Bye, Julia.
Bye.
Mike, she already left.
I knew that.
She was kind of cute, don't you think?
Who?
Julia, silly.
I don't know. I didn't really notice. We'll take this.
$5, please.
Are you okay?
Of course. Why?
We're here to get charcoal.
I know.
You're buying ice, Mike.
Oh, yeah. Wow, I'll be right back.
Oh, brother.
Hey,
John, you might want to leave some of the potato salad for dinner tonight.
No, after this gets in front of the kids, there won't be any left. You know, I think the kids are really going to enjoy this week.
Oh, they seem to be already. Hope and Haley nearly went crazy when they saw the beach area.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they have a nice water slide.
Mm-hmm. And Tim is excited about the fishing competition.
But you know who I'm really anxious to have some one-on-one time with this weekend?
Huh.
Mike.
That's a good idea. You know, we hardly see him during the school year with all his practices and games.
Right. I feel like it's been ages since we've had an actual conversation. It's always limited to nice shot, Mike, or good game, Mike.
Or Mike, hurry and get your shoes. You're late for practice.
Yeah, exactly.
You should plan something special for just the two of you.
Yeah.
Well, look at this list of activities. Mm. Volleyball.
Yeah. Nice serve, Mike.
Archery.
Nice bullseye, Mike.
Well, canoeing.
No, that's interesting.
Or there's a knitting class.
Let's just stick with canoeing, huh? No, that'd be fun. Riding down the river together, watching the wildlife, having good father-son conversation.
It says their evening rides are popular. The moose will come out to the water's edge.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, he'd really like that.
Yeah, it sounds great.
Oh, good. I reserved a canoe for tonight.
Cool. Wait, tonight?
Yeah, we can leave at 7.
But isn't the campfire sing-along tonight?
I think so, but they have those every night, bud.
But I really wanted to go tonight.
I didn't know you liked singing so much.
It's a new interest.
Ah, and you'd rather do that than go canoeing?
Can't we go some other time?
Well, the canoes are booked the next couple days.
Oh.
But if you really want to go to the campfire, you...
I really do.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe we could go hiking tomorrow instead. I've been looking at the trail map, and they seem to have some good hikes.
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right. Okay, we'll plan on hiking tomorrow then, okay?
Yeah.
What's that smell? Hmm? Oh, honey, I think the steaks are burning.
No. No, they're not. They're just a little crunchy. I'll flip this one.
I'll go make some more potato salad.
Okay.
What does kumbaya mean, anyway?
Is there a limit to how many times we can sing it? I think this is number 47.
And when is it our turn to roast marshmallows?
Next, they'll want us to sing it in a round.
Let's try it in a round.
Knew it.
Well, come on. This is what Mike wanted to do. We'll all enjoy it together. Right, Mike? Mike?
Where did he go?
Oh, you gotta be kidding.
What?
Oh, hi. It's Julia, right?
Right. Glad you could make it tonight. This is my favorite part of the day.
Me too.
Really? You like singing?
Yeah, I sing all the time. In the shower, in the car, all the time.
Well, that's cool. I like roasting marshmallows and looking at the stars. But I'm not really into singing much.
You're not?
No, but it's great if you are. I'm more of an athlete.
Me too.
Ah, the singing athlete. Do you do macrame also?
No, really I'm mostly into sports. Basketball, baseball, football. I'm the quarterback.
I like more individual sports. Downhill skiing, running, climbing.
I'm a pretty good climber.
There was a guy here last weekend who was an awesome climber. He even climbed Eagle's Nest Cliff.
Is that a hard climb?
You haven't seen the Eagle's Nest yet? You can actually hike a trail to the top, but there's a rock face you can climb if you're good enough. It's pretty tough, though. I only know one person who's done it.
I bet I could do it.
You haven't even seen it.
Well, you haven't seen me climb. I'm pretty good.
Well, if you want, I can show you where it is.
That'd be great.
How about tomorrow morning?
I'll meet you at the camp store at 9.
Good morning, everyone.
Oh, morning, Dad.
Morning. Honey.
Those pancakes smell great, Mary.
They are good. Thank you. I wanted to make sure you had a good meal this morning.
And I thank you. And I have, look, maps, 2 water bottles, hiking stick, hat, sunscreen, a packed lunch, backpack. Oh, I think we're set, Mike.
Oh, Dad, I sort of forgot. Do you mind if I skip out on hiking this morning?
Skip out?
Yeah, something came up.
Jury duty?
No, Well,
come on, just tell me, Mike. What?
I was sort of hoping I could hang out with some friends today. I mean, I want to do stuff with you too, but...
No, you'd rather get to know some of the other kids here.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, well, I guess I understand. I remember being your age once. go on, son. Spend time with your friends.
Thanks, Dad.
Sure.
We'll hang out some other time.
Yeah, some other time.
It's called adolescent separation stage, and it's perfectly normal. Adolescents come to a stage in life where they need to emotionally separate from their parental units.
Remember when we used to be simply Mom and Dad, Mary?
Now we're parental unit A and B.
I'm only saying it so you know it's a natural stage of development. You're not a failure as a father, Dad.
Brooke, the shower is open. You might want to jump in before Haley beats you to it.
Oh, good point.
I'm sorry about Mike.
Yeah, me too. But I guess Brooke's right. There comes a time when they don't need us anymore. I was hoping, though, that they'd always want to be around us.
He'll come around. It's just a stage.
Yeah. You want to go for a hike?
Oh, I'd love to, but I told Hope I'd take her to the beach this morning. Haley and Brooke are going horseback riding, and Timmy...
has gone fishing.
The contest started this morning.
Oh, yeah, maybe I'll head down there and keep him company.
Oh, you do that.
Yeah.
Mike seemed kind of strange today at breakfast.
You mean because he put pickle relish on his eggs?
No, that's normal strange for Mike. I mean strange. Like the way he treated Dad.
I know why.
You do?
Yep, I know a secret.
Tell me!
Okay. Mike likes a girl.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you for sure?
Absolutely.
How do you know?
It's amazing what you can hear when you're hiding behind a tree.
You were spying?
I was investigating.
What's the difference?
Well, investigating sounds more professional.
So, which girl is it? And how do you know he likes her? Did he tell her?
Her name is Julia, and he told her that he likes to sing.
Sing?
Exactly.
He must like her.
And they made plans to climb some cliff today.
Really? Mm-hmm. So that's why he canceled the hike with Dad.
Right.
Interesting. I wonder what's gonna happen.
Only one way to find out.
Spy on them again?
No, investigate. Do you have any camouflage makeup?
Hey, are you looking for a fun way to stay in God's Word this summer? Join Word with Zach. Every day, you'll read your Bible and your Keys for Kids devotional. And when you read all through July, you'll be entered for a chance to win an awesome prize pack. You could win a Lego brick basket, Keys for Kids fun flyers, and a Keys for Kids water bottle. So ask your mom or dad to sign you up today at wordwithzach.org. That's wordwithzach.org. We'll see you in the Word.
Here it is, the infamous Eagle's Nest Cliff. So you can see the Eagle's Nest way up at the top.
Wow, it is high.
I told you, it's pretty much impossible to climb.
I could do it. Looks like there's a lot of footholds and handholds.
But Mike, you don't even have a rope.
Nope, but I have skills. Maybe a rope would have been a good idea.
Are you okay?
My arms are feeling a little weak.
No wonder. You must be about 50 feet up there by now. Take a rest on that outcropping on your right. There's a little tree on it. You can hold on to that.
Okay. I'm there.
It's making me nervous watching you. Can you come down?
I don't think I can get back down anymore.
Well, do you think you can make it to the top?
I don't know. It's harder up here. There aren't any holds, and the rock crumbles.
Well, should I get help?
No. I'll figure something out. Watch out for the rocks!
Don't worry about me! The outcropping is falling apart! Mike, you have to get off of it!
And go where?
I don't know. I'm gonna go get help. Don't fall!
I'll try. Hurry. Oh no. I gotta get that tree. Ugh, got it! Oh, I'm in trouble. And all this to impress a girl? Whoa! God! I'm literally hanging by a limb here, and I was hoping you could help me out, because I'm really, pretty scared right now. I don't want to die. I don't want to fall. Please, God.
Mike! Mike!
God?
That's Dad up here, son.
Dad!
All right, I'm tossing down a rope.
Oh.
All right, come on, just a little further, Mike. Come on, boy.
This is higher than I thought.
Yeah, come on, here. Stand on this rock. Grab my hand.
Yep.
Ready?
Got it. Oh, oh, thank God.
Come here.
Oh, thanks, Dad. I've never been so glad to see you in my entire life.
I've never been so glad to be able to help, son.
Why did you have a rope with you? How did you know?
Well, I was starting out on my hike, and a little bird brought me a message.
By little bird, would you mean Hope?
Yeah, the one and only. She'd overheard a conversation about you climbing a cliff, and she was a little concerned.
I'd be mad at her for eavesdropping, but I guess she saved my life.
Yeah, so I thought I'd bring a rope and take this trail, just in case.
I'm really glad you did. Dad, I don't know if I've ever been that close to dying. Once those rocks started to crumble, I really thought I was a goner.
Oh, Mike, come here. I'm just glad I was here. I'm glad I got here, son.
I'm really sorry about changing plans on you about hiking and canoeing last night.
No. Well, from what Hope says, your excuse is a lot cuter than I am.
It still wasn't right of me. I did want to spend time with you. I just got distracted.
Yeah. You know, it's funny you should say that, because I have been having a similar conversation with God.
About what a rotten son you have?
No. About how I'm not that great of a son myself sometimes.
But you call Grandpa every week.
Yeah. But, I mean, being God's son, I know God wants to spend time with me, Mike. I know there are things he wants to show me in his word, but I get distracted, like you, with other things. I just get too busy, or I'm too tired, or...
Yeah, I know how that goes.
But for the first time in a while, I had some time to talk to him. On this hike, as a matter of fact, something I hadn't wanted to do on my own.
You spent time talking to God?
Yeah, I did. Asking him about how I should be raising you, seeking advice, venting my frustration.
Huh. Looks like he answered.
In a manner of speaking, I suppose he did. Sometimes when we're praying about one thing, God is speaking to us about another. And even when we ignore God for a while, son, it doesn't mean he's left us. He's still watching over us.
And waiting for us to notice him.
That's right.
You know, it's a pretty nice day for a hike.
It is. You want to join me for the rest of it?
Absolutely.
All right, up you go. Come on. Tell me about this girl.
Well, her name is Julia. I met her yesterday at the camp store. Remember when I went to go get the charcoal?
Oh, sure. Oh, no wonder.
I met her and then Dad, I put ice on the counter. And I had to go back and get the charcoal.
That's all right.
Hey, Tim.
I'm sorry. How's it going?
Hi.
Well, we all decided to come and join you for the last half hour of the competition.
Yeah, we'll cheer you on to victory.
Even if we do think fishing is a little boring.
Haley.
Oh, thanks, but there isn't much to see here. I haven't caught anything all day.
Nothing?
Not even a bite. Aww. I had to win both the biggest fish and the most fish, and I'm doing the worst of anyone.
At least you have company now.
What a waste of a day. I wish Mr. Key was still around to tell me what I'm doing wrong.
Well, I'm not as experienced as Mr. Key at fishing, but in case you still want them, I did bring you some slugs. Look.
Really? I guess it's worth a try. Can't do any worse.
Get that thing away from me!
See? True. Now even if you don't catch a fish, you can at least gross Haley out.
He's not a total loss.
All right. It's ready. Come on, cast it out.
Here, fishy.
Oh, no.
What are you doing, Mike?
I'm trying to hide. Oh, no. I'll jump under the water and hide under the dock.
No, you're not. You'll scare the fish away.
What are you talking about?
Julia, over there. I can't face her right now. I made a complete idiot of myself.
I'm sure she'll understand. She'll probably be glad to know you're okay.
You think so?
Of course. Go on over there. Talk to her, will you?
I don't know, Dad.
Trust me. She's probably been worried about you all day. You need to tell her something, son.
That I'm an idiot and I've hardly ever climbed before in my life?
Just be honest with her, Mike. Show her who you really are. Because the real Mike is a pretty great kid.
Okay. All right, I'll talk to her.
Break a leg.
I got one. Oh, and it's
the winner of the most fish today goes to Harry Klondike with a total catch of 14 fish. Harry is receiving a brand new tackle box. Congratulations, Harry. And our next award goes to the catcher of the largest fish. And with a whopping 21-inch trout, our winner is Tim Morrison. Another brand new tackle box. Congratulations, Tim.
Thank you.
And that concludes the awards for this evening. Have a good night, everyone. And don't let the bed bugs bite.
Yeah. Night. Good job, Tim.
Well, thanks to you. I wouldn't have been able to do it without your bait. Maybe I should take your advice more often.
That's what I'm learning too, Tim. Dad, everyone, I'd like you to meet Julia.
Oh, hi, Julia.
It's nice to meet you.
Yeah. Hi.
So did she laugh in your face?
Oh. No, I was just glad to see you was alive.
Well, why don't you join us for a fish fry tonight? We got a big catch.
You mean we're actually going to eat it?
Of course.
But that means we have to skin it.
And take off its head.
And it's kind of cute.
It's dead, honey.
I think I'll just have a salad instead. I'll ask my parents if it's okay, Mr. Morrison.
Well, you invite them along if you like. The more the merrier.
And it sounds like we'll have enough fish.
I'm not going to cut off the head.
But you're the one who caught it.
Exactly. So someone else should do the work.
In my psychology class, we would call that... What?
First one to dump Brooke in the lake gets out of dishes tonight.
I was just hoping you'd get
victory.
That's it. Let's go, Miss Gator.
Oh, man. I think someone's about to get all wet, and I think she might deserve it. That Brooke. Well, thanks for coming on vacation with us today. Weren't you so glad when Mr. Morrison showed up at just the right time as the answer to Michael's prayers? Me too. I mean, Mike got himself in a pretty tight spot there. He was trying to do something he didn't have the skills to do, and thankfully Mr. Morrison was there to save his life. And did you hear the connection Mr. Morrison made about how Mike's being too busy was sort of like how he could become too busy for God? It's easy for us to get so caught up in what we're doing in our own lives that we miss seeing the fact that God is just sitting there, waiting to hang out with us. And that's a relationship that we really have to invest in. You know, it's great to go out and do what we enjoy, like hanging out with friends, but we need to make sure that we're also making room for the one who gives us those friends. He's the greatest companion we could ever have, and all he asks is that we give our lives to him, and he'll give us so much more in return. And that makes him a good friend. And speaking of good friends, I love getting mail from my friends. Whether it's a quick email encouragement or a letter I find in my mailbox, hearing from you, my friends, is always the highlight of my day. So why not take a minute and let me know what you thought of today's show? You can email me at gilead@keysforkids.org or send a letter to Gilead, P.O. Box 1001, Grand Rapids, Michigan 49501. Now I can't wait to check my mail. But first, Beyond Gilead is based on characters and situations in Down Gilead Lane and is a production of Keys for Kids Ministries, a listener-supported ministry. Today's episode, Family Camp, was written by Kathy Buchanan and directed by Steve O'Dell. Roy Wallace was the recording engineer with post-production by Joe Carroll. Music was provided by John Campbell. Terry Ritchie was the executive producer. And I'm Zach, inviting you back for another trip Beyond Gilead.